We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. Coming up, 12:30. Here, and we might have a special guest in studio. 12:30 today. So we'll talk to our special guest coming up at 12:30. At 1, we have ourselves a giveaway for you. Pair of tickets to see Kevin James, the Irregardless Tour. And we'll play Guess the Theme for our giveaway today. And then a special new album just hit. We have to play this for you. Yep. Bottom of the 1 hour, 1:30. So we have a lot coming on the show today. Talking about Trey Turner, of course. And was yesterday the turning point for him, or do you need to see more? And James Harden, do you want him back? A simple yes or no. 215-592-9494. All right, before we get back to the phones here, we'll get everyone up. Rob Thompson yesterday on the morning show with Cameron Ritchie said he believes this is still a 95-win team, which obviously would mean a ridiculous record the rest of the way. So, yeah, that guy, Howard Eskin, went to the park yesterday just to clarify with Topper, like, you don't understand the math. And here's Howard with Rob Thompson and his response.
Rob, this morning on the radio, you said you think this team can win 95 games. I'm pretty good at math. So that's 73 and 41 the rest of the season. Can you tell me how this team can do that?
So let me clarify that. Okay. When you look at the roster, I'd say that's a 95-win team. I didn't say we might get to 95. I don't know, but just looking at the roster, I say that's a 95-win team.
So that's 95 is really very difficult. That doesn't mean
I'm not saying we're guessing. I'm just saying when you look at the roster, at the start of the year, that looks like a 95-win team.
Okay, so that's a clarification. Yes. Okay.
So Hugh Topper walked it back a little bit, saying that they're a 95-win team doesn't mean they're going to win 95 games.
I'm just glad I'm on this side of that because Howard can be a pit bull when it comes to those questions.
Well, how about him saying he's good at math, too?
Yeah, that right there.
Yeah, he didn't have to lie.
Rubbing people the wrong way and, being combative. Like I said, I'm just glad I'm on this side of the thing now. But
well, he did spell Pythagorean theorem with the camera this morning.
Yeah, they challenged his math ability, and he obviously knew the theorem was about geometry. Like Howard brought the math knowledge more this morning than
I thought. If you're gonna be as arrogant as Howard is, you better be prepared for whatever.
Now
you have to be.
Here's the question, and I think Morning was kind of hitting on this a little bit, because they asked Howard when he started listening. At around 7:30, they kind of came up with the idea, why don't we throw this at him to see if he really knows math, right? It's not just simple addition, subtraction. Now, Howard told them this morning he wasn't listening when they threw out what they were going to ask him.
Mm.
But then he knew the spelling of the theorem. Do we think that he maybe
Google fingers?
A little Google, but at 7:30.
I mean, why not?
Yeah,
listen. If it works for you and it's worked for you so well all this time, then why not?
Well, I'll be the first to say I don't think that Howard would ever lie about something like that,
nor
pretend to, whatever he said he did, probably
dude,
did.
As confident as he is, you have to be well-versed in a little bit of everything.
Well, I agree with that, yeah.
You have to be.
That is true.
And it isn't rocket science. We all learned about this at some point along the way. Bottom line is I'm not surprised Topper walked it back. 95 wins is a lot. I mean, especially when you start off 22 and 26. It's just
absurd. Be honest.
Yeah, I mean, last year they got to 80, what was it, 87 at the end? 87. So, they got to 87 after a tough start. 95 it's a lot. Look, if they get to 90, I will be very happy. I think the three of us before the season said 90, 91, 92, 93 were our three predictions. If they get to 90 after the start, I'm happy.
That'd be a hell of a turnaround. 95 is almost miraculous.
Yeah, and I don't think they'd need 95 to make the playoffs.
No.
90 gets you in. Let's do that. 215-592-9494. Sheem is in North Philly talking Harden. What's up, Rasheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
What's up? If you're asking me about like a 4-year max contract, no, I don't want to bring Harden back. But it's just like on a player option. If he does decide to pick it up because he sees the market is not where he thought it's going to be at, then yes, I will bring him back. The crazy part about it, like you had Kyle, a guest, come on, and had Mike D'Antoni as his second, leading coach in his ranking. And then you had Mike call Tyrese Maxey a winner. What the hell has Tyrese Maxey ever won that we could call him a winner, but we call Joel Embiid a loser? And then you just had a last caller who was saying that Joel Embiid is getting free money. He need to play in the low post. Bro, I understand people probably don't agree with the style of Joel Embiid and how he plays, but every year he's been in the league, he has gotten better. He just won an MVP. Yes, we could all say in a regular season. And then the craziest part about it, like, so we determining Jokic is being better than Embiid because he's on a better team.
No, he's a better player. That's why.
But because I seen when Embiid played against Jokic, and I seen who was a better player on the floor. And then
so wait a second. One game because remember one game because Embiid ducked him in Denver. Remember that he ducked him. So one game
I have seen
one
so,
game.
So you know Embiid and Jokic played more than just one time.
No,
so
this like, year like, we're talking about now. This they played
I'm
one
time. Period. Yeah. Anytime I see Joel play in Jokic, he dominates. So I'm just not talking about one game. I'm talking about when I see Joel Embiid play Jokic, he dominates. And then Mike said that Denver team is almost comparable to the Sixers team as far as
it being, is.
Like,
it is.
No, it's not.
Sure
is. Jamal Murray just came off of a playoff series where he shot 50-40-90. Name one player on the Sixers team that's going to do that.
Rasheem, name
that question for me, yo.
Rasheem. This year, none. I mean, the answer is none. There's your answer. This year was none, right?
It was, in previous years, though. Name one guy in previous years that would have did that. Jamal Murray had 50-40-90.
Yeah, he was great. He had a great series. Like, take a deep breath. He had a great series. I love Murray. So maybe you're finally coming around. Murray, you'd rather have to win a title than Embiid,
no.
Right?
No,
50-40-90.
No. I'm just listening to what people are saying, and to me, some of it does not make sense.
Well, here's the thing, sometimes people see the light on things. Joel is worse than Jokic. We've seen the light, Rasheem.
It's crazy because
Rasheem, let me ask you a question. I know you watch a lot of basketball. Do you
and
think
I play basketball? Not just me watching it too. So go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, I mean, at what level do you play basketball, Rasheem?
But keep going. I'm listening. What are you about to ask me?
No, I'm just. You say you play basketball. I'm curious how high of a level.
That's not what you're about to ask me. I'm gonna answer that after you ask me the question. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Rasheem.
Hold it together, Rasheem.
Rasheem, Joel Embiid. Do you think he'll ever be the best player in a series against players as good as LeBron or Durant?
Absolutely. Like we've seen it happen.
We have not.
We haven't?
In series? Because in playoff series?
Yes.
Which one?
So you're telling me that be the best player on a basketball court?
In a playoff series against another great player. Give me the time, Rasheem.
Do we categorize as, the players on Boston as great players, or the players on Brooklyn as great players, or players on Atlanta as great players, or are what's great?
Atlanta? Brooklyn? No.
But I can only go off with who Joel Embiid has played. I can't give you a series that he hasn't played.
Well, guess what?
I don't care about that. But I'm
just saying,
Joel Embiid is just a better player. Like, you're asking me questions that does not – I don't care about that. He is a better player. Yes, the Denver Nuggets as a team are better. Jokic is a good player. I'm not even trying to take none away from him. But I'm hearing people – they take away so much from Joel Embiid to try to push up Jokic. They're both great players. But I'm hearing, what I'm hearing is just crazy.
It's not even close. That's the part that's alarming. It's Rasheem, it's not even close at this point. I love Rasheem. I was pretty calm today with Rasheem.
You was poking a little bit. Though.
Yeah, you were prodding.
He was prodding a little bit, though.
One thing we didn't get from him is the level of basketball he played.
Because I do applaud Rasheem that he held it together. Because you was a trip.
Well, he comes in all hot on people. Getting mad at people for giving facts.
You'd be surprised. He's pretty, calm with me on the phone, like very, you know.
No,
like,
Joe, you know, Joe's a little bit of a poker man. He's a little bit,
He's bringing the best out of Rasheem, and Rasheem is bringing the best out of Joe. That's, you know,
that's why he's here.
That's what co-stars, you know, co-stars and co-stars. Man.
That's why I got to sit back and just, when it happens, just got to let it happen, let it breathe.
Yeah. I mean, I just, sometimes, like, I wear glasses, guys. I'll tell you where I got mine if you need a pair. I mean, it's very easy to get a pair of glasses. We all could do it, contacts, whatever. Because if you're watching the games right now and you think Embiid is better than Jokic, you need corrective lenses. You need them because you're not seeing this thing the right way. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Rob in Delco. What's up, Rob?
Yo, what's up, Joe? What's up, Hugh?
How we doing,
what's
Rob?
Going on?
What the hell are these last couple of callers? What are they? You know, when you hear when I was younger and we can, you know, get illegal stuff to drink. Remember, I think it's called Mad Dog. Remember Mad Dog?
I haven't had a Mad Dog in a long time.
I was posted something about like, that yesterday.
It came in like purple, you know, grape, and cherry, like all these different flavors. And it was only a couple bucks when we were kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was straight rock gut right there.
That was, you know, and then the way you felt the next day was not pretty.
Okay. No, it was not. That's what I'm thinking. These guys are drinking already on a Thursday. You know what I mean?
Guys got
the Mad Dog day cap. Because what the hell are they watching, Joe and you? I mean, listen, to answer your question, double hell no do I want him back, Joe. Double hell no. You know me. I want to blow it up twice, Joe, in case there's anything left. Remember, I'm like, in case there's any scraps, I want you to blow it up again just so you get it, like the remnants that are left. I want to start over. I even want the big man going, but if he's coming back, and I understand why, don't get me wrong, and you got to have Maxie. This is why Morey makes, what, $10, $12 million a year? This is why he makes the money, right? He said, "Be creative, right? Isn't that what he said?"
Yep, and he's going to have to be that, and that's real. I want to see that because he hasn't been very creative since he got here.
No, he hasn't. No, and listen, real fast with Trey Turner, that's not enough for me. You know what I mean, Hugh? That's not enough for me.
Yeah,
he gave away 50 games. That guy, his ass better get hot for 3 months. I don't want no home run in the ninth inning against, you know, a mediocre team in the Diamondbacks. This is the games right now, right? The Braves, the Mets.
Yes. Rob, this next week is going to tell the tale of where the season is going. Rob, we appreciate it. Hugh, if they could go and, I don't know, win 5 out of 7 against the Braves and the Mets, we're going to feel like, here we go. The Phillies are about to get on a big run.
Yeah, that's what we need, man. We need a good weekend coming up against these Atlanta Braves coming tonight.
It's a big start. Nola tonight on the mound. By the way, just saw this from Shams. You see this potential rule change in the NBA that could be coming? I feel like this is an attack on Harden and Embiid, guys.
You mean flopping?
Yes. But it's not just flopping. So according to Shams, the NBA's competition committee is discussing a potential in-game penalty for flops. How about this, Hugh? That would result in a technical foul free throw. I mean, that's points the other way.
They got to do something.
What is Harden going to do?
And I mean, let's not pretend Joel doesn't do it either.
Joel too? Yeah.
I mean, for a big man, he just goes down like a piece of paper. I mean, he just falls to the ground. And it's great, right? It's free points for the Sixers because they usually get the free throws, and they're really good at making free throws. But
so they're going to put it on trial at the Summer League. Now, how often do Summer League players flop like that?
Aren't the Summer League players like trying to make a team? Right?
Yeah, they're not flopping. Yeah. They're going to play. They're playing through.
Right.
Yeah.
They want to get to make a basket.
But you got to try somewhere. It's been a lot. Like, I'm not saying that Joel Embiid and James Harden flop a lot, but there's a lot of flopping.
Oh, it's not just them. I'm just mean for the Sixers. It's the whole – I mean, really. I do wonder, you think it's a coincidence that yesterday we heard that the Sixers may not have the appetite for a max on Harden? I mean, they had to know this rule was coming. Like,
that's true.
Is that what it was?
That's 4 points a game off the board if we take the flops away from –
That's
from,
called anticipation.
From James here, yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Jason and Doylestown. Hey, Jason.
Yo, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Big dog.
What's going on?
I'm going to follow up on Rasheem, man. I agree with Rasheem. We need shooters, man. If you put Embiid with Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., come on, man. It's like night and day compared to Harden and, say, Tobias. Like how many triple-doubles would Joker get if he was kicking out to P.J. Tucker, kicking out to Melton, kicking out to Trash, man? Yang. Like, come on, man. Like, we're kidding ourselves. He's better than who?
Jason.
Embiid's a better defender. He's a better defender, too. A much better defender.
Jason, in the last round, Joel Embiid had 12 assists and 20 turnovers.
Okay, what about the 58 missed threes by the Sixers in Game 6 and 7? Just saying, 58.
Their best player had 20 turnovers, Jason.
Come on, man. 58 threes.
Jason, did you watch Jokic play in the playoffs?
I've watched.
You've watched. So
he gets a lot of assists off those high screens, and they handle.
How about a 50-point? How about a 50-point game last round? Jason, like, why doesn't Joel Embiid ever play well in the playoffs? Do you have a real answer for me?
He plays good in playoffs. He played good. I thought he had a decent series. It wasn't.
Jason,
you know,
Jason, he had the biggest drop in the history of the NBA for an MVP to the playoffs ever.
Listen, when you're kicking out balls to open jumpers to open shots, and they miss every one. When he's in the post,
Jason, you're making stuff up. Jason, you're making stuff up. He didn't kick anything out. He got the ball stripped from him because his ball handling is garbage.
Better shooters, man.
Joel has entered the building.
If Joel played on that Denver team, how would they do?
They get knocked out in the second round because in the playoffs, he stinks, man. He stinks in the playoffs.
Joel,
wake up, Joe.
Shooters,
man. Can I get some shooters? I mean, please. We got open threes. They're by themselves. They can do their taxes in the corner. They're so open. Come on, man.
You're making the kid cry, Jason. Even the kid knows Jokic is better. I mean, come on. Jeez Louise. I can't.
I don't even know. I don't even know what to say at this point. I just kind of let y'all have it.
I mean, you guys got to be kidding.
I don't even know. I'm just here at that point. I don't know what
I blame Rasheem for that, honestly.
My thing is this. Now, you could disagree with Joe and how he feels, but you can't disagree with Game 6 and Game 7, though. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't see the same thing that y'all see. But
I'm thoroughly shocked that there are still excuses for those final two performances.
I don't see that. I don't understand that.
I mean, say what you want about, you know, he can improve, he can get better, this and that, but like. What we saw was what we saw. There's no denying the factual evidence, what we saw at the end of Game 6 and then Game 7. Are we just erasing that from our memories entirely?
Yeah. There's different stages of grief, and we're in denial. Right now. We've reached denial, and it's a hard stage.
A little anger, too, as I sense.
Yeah, there's anger, there's denial. And at some point, like, I'm just ahead of the curve here, guys. I mean, I was
a visionary.
Yeah, I mean, like, I tried to tell you guys about Wentz. Everyone got mad. I tried to tell you Hurts was going to be a star. Everyone got mad. Listen, sometimes you see it before.
Soto for Harper, you know.
Juan Soto's a great player. But if someone told me Harper was going to do what he did in October, perhaps that show wouldn't have happened. But the bottom line is that I could see this with Joel. And if you guys can't see it, like at some point you'll join me on I'm on acceptance island with Joel and Pete.
Hey, I'm there with you, too. I know.
It's like at some point you got to get there.
You know what I'm kind of rooting for now, Joe? Because I just want to see how they're gonna react. I pray that Joel Embiid has the kind of season that Jokic just having right now. Because I just want to be a part of that show.
Well, I'll be happy. I mean, and we'll take a lot of calls. Well, tell me I'm a moron.
Imagine the dunking calls on Julio.
We're gonna take a ton of calls.
See, sometimes when like there was always a chance that when I said Wentz was garbage, he could have turned it around, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting the chances at Embiid having a Jokic run at like 3%.
Wow.
Wow, that's
low.
Really low.
Yeah. Even I would say really that's low.
I'm not losing much sleep over this chance. I don't see it. Let's grab Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, turn that lock in,
key. What's up, man?
I'm done.
This feels like
Earth.
A Friday to me.
I know it does. It's almost a holiday weekend. People are out. Mad Dog 2020's in the streets.
I think I'm going to give me some. I'm going to run Mad Dog back this weekend.
No, you shouldn't do that.
I'm going to run some Mad Dog this weekend. Smoking crack is like a great high.
Don't forget Boom.
Boom.
Along with that Mad Dog 2020, we had that Boom.
You know, I got to figure out, like, I'm serious, Self. I might get me some Mad Dog 2020 this weekend. This is the kind
of
weekend
I
might be.
Cabinet,
seriously?
I got a bottle in my cabinet, bro.
No.
I ain't even gonna hold you. Listen, man, we have truly become the city of suckers and losers, man. I can't believe. Listen, I like the Bull Rasheem passion, man. I do, and I don't call callers out by name, but I love that young blood's passion, man. He just passionate the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, listen, when you love your favorite player, you love your favorite player. You got to ride with him. I get it. But you also have to have logic and be a realist, man. And that's where I think he loses me at. He's not realistic in his thoughts, man. And that dude y'all just got off the phone? What was he talking about? A 7-foot 42, whatever he is, shooting 58-3. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see that. I don't judge Embiid off of his height. I judge him off of his heart. You know what I'm saying? And he has none. Like, no, I don't want Harding here. Why? I don't understand. They talking about Irid all day. Yeah, man, you got to get other shooters involved. You can't. You see them two, they going at it about scoring now. So you want to bring in a third person to contribute to the who going to score the most? Like, what are we, again, we're emotional. We're living in make-believe and fairy tale. There's no I'm about to find me another team, man. I'm almost embarrassed to say I'm from Philly, man. Like, it's gotten that bad, man. Like, I'm listening to this stuff. Philly always had a toughness, man.
Well, itself, that's the part of this that maybe bothers me the most. Like, these guys, Harden and Embiid, like, think about the players self in this city that people love for a real reason. Obviously, Jalen Hurts right now, Brian Dawkins, AI, Chase Utley, right? Guys that brought it every night and never quit. These guys are the opposite. They have no heart.
Those were guys that had heart.
Yes.
Had heart. And as far as Trey, listen, he only been here. I told y'all the same thing about Castellini. Like, you got to give him a chance, man. Baseball is different. You going to go through them slums. They play too many damn games anyway. You know what I mean? So I give Trey a pass, man, because baseball is a hard sport to play every day, day in and day out. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, give him time. He'll come around. But as far as Harding and as far as Embiid, let's just rebuild, man. Like, I don't understand what these callers talking about. 8 or 9 years of this, and they still want to go longer with this dude.
It's denial, Self. It's denial. People, and Self, we appreciate it. I think it is hard sometimes when you have star players and you've bought in, Hugh, to this guy being the guy. It is hard sometimes to accept that it might not be the right guy. I get it. I get why people like Rasheem are passionate. And again, I love taking Rasheem's calls. It's just, you know, he's just seen it.
I mean, he is an MVP.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, he's a good player, but you can't deny what you saw. I mean, and that's the sad part about it is because you have a guy that was so passionate about winning the MVP and talking about how much it meant to him and everything. And now it's time to take it to the next level. And your body, like your biggest culprit in all of this is your body language.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of what you say, because, you know, you leave – your body language leaves everything up for me to interpret it any kind of way that I want to, because your body language says to me that you're defeated.
You know, and I think about in the NFL, like Kyler Murray, Jay Cutler, those guys have talent or had talent. Their body language when things went bad are awful. Like, could you ever imagine Brady or, you know, Mahomes acting like that?
No. I've seen Brady more frustrated. You know what's funny when you think about Brady's body language, the one time that I saw him when he looked defeated was the first time he retired when they were playing the Rams.
Yep,
and
he was bloodied.
It was Ndamukong Suh was playing with them. Wasn't it Ndamukong Suh?
It may have been. Aaron Donald was there.
Aaron Donald was there. I think it was Sue. But the point is this: he got hit in the mouth.
Yep, he was bleeding.
And he was bleeding. And he looked, and it was a look that he had on his face where you could tell he would want it to be anywhere else but where he was right now.
It was like that punch that the boxer looks a little,
yeah,
little
he was like, yeah.
Punch drunk.
He was like, he knew at that point that, yeah, this might be it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired. He retired after that, and he came back. But, you know, that was that look. Joel Embiid has that look quite a bit.
Too often.
Yeah, he has. I mean, and it's the truth. I mean, you go back and you look at it. You can ask anybody that has played sports on any level. You can't deny that look, man. And that's why, like, you know, not picking on anybody, but when Rasheem says that he played sports, when you saw somebody look like that, Rasheem, you knew you had him by the short and curly.
And the other teams know
you
it.
Knew that. You
with
knew that.
Harden and Embiid.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing about it, because he has an immense amount of talent. But he doesn't have the heart to go along with it, or it feels like he doesn't have the
heart. Well, and that's hard to shake. 215-592-9494. Come back, hit all the calls on Harden, whether or not you want him back, yes or no. And Trey Turner, was yesterday a turning point, or do you need to see more? And how should we interpret this comment Devontae Smith made about the reason the Eagles lost the Super Bowl? Devontae did not pull any punches. We'll let you hear it next. And we'll get into an impromptu conversation. Someone wants to give you some props here. That's next, right in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Business owners, are you feeling the pressures of growing your business? It's tough to maintain momentum and still keep employees engaged. Insperity can bring over 35 years of HR experience to help you with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance while giving your employees competitive benefit options. Your people can thrive. Your business can adapt to prosper. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Scalable HR, employee benefits, HR technology, Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.